Music producer Mark Ronson's name may not ring any bells with you, but no doubt you've heard some of his productions. That's the song Rehab, taken from Amy Winehouse's Grammy-winning album Back to Black, on which Mark Ronson produced several songs. Ronson is also a DJ, guitarist, and co-founder of the record label All I Do Records. On his latest and third studio album, Record Collection, he goes by the moniker Mark Ronson and the Business International. The CD is a clever fusion of hip-hop, rock, and synthesizers. And as Dick Clark used to say on the old American Bandstand show, it has a good beat and you can dance to it. Judging by the eclectic mix of musicians featured on this album, from Boy George to Ghostface Killah of the Wu-Tang Clan, Mark Ronson must have quite the varied record collection. Mark Ronson is in the BBC studios in London. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Before we talk about the album itself, is yours really a record collection, or is it more like CDs and digital downloads?
Well, I started off as a DJ, so over the course of the year since the mid-90s when I started, I probably amassed maybe 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 records. And then there's sort of the digital age kicked in for DJs where you could get software that you could still DJ on turntables but used your laptop, which is a lot more convenient than lugging, you know, 500 records around the world.
Is there a record you would put on more than others?
I like the late 60s and early 70s, like the recordings just had this amazing warmth to it, whether you're talking about Stevie Wonder or The Band or Miles Davis, and they're almost like comfort food for me or something.
You're breaking some ground personally here. You sing on the title track as well as on the song Lose It in the End. This is the first time you've actually sung on an album?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I said too much again. I wrote a song, Lose It in the End, with this singer, Jonathan Pierce, who's in a band called The Drums. And at the time, his band was just starting out, had all these like indie kind of credibility, and his band was worried that if he sang on my big, ugly, glossy pop project, that it would make them look uncool or something. So I just ended up singing it one night. I just thought, well, I'll just give it a shot. And for the kind of vocal that it needed to be, a sort of 60s, somewhere in between the Turtles and, I guess, the Monkees and the Zombies, it kind of, I think I kind of managed to, like, squeak out what was necessary on the track. Stupid once again.
You were born in the UK, but you moved to New York City when you were young. You went to the collegiate school, you went to Vassar College, you attended New York University. What did your parents think when you decided to DJ in New York clubs?
My mom, when we moved to New York, she was, by the standards of American, the parents of my, you know, kids in school here, was incredibly strict, you know. And my stepdad was in the band Foreigner, so like, it's funny because with my stepdad, they didn't really understand what DJing was, because it's not like it is now with, you know, turntables outselling guitars in record shops. Back then it was still like, it was a very much like an art form that belonged to, you know, hip hop. And I remember at one point, like, whereas usually your dad, if you were playing music, he would be like, when are you going to go back to law school? My stepdad, because he was a guitar player, would be like, well, when are you going to, you know, put the turntables down and go back to your guitar? Like some kind of weird perverse version of that.
Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran is featured on the song Record Collection. How did you end up collaborating with him?
Duran Duran were actually my first favorite band as a kid. Like, I remember, you know, you have certain songs that you like, and then there's suddenly one band that's just your favorite band, and it's the one that you've got the lunchbox and t-shirt, and, you know, you're fully psycho, you have Duran Duran bed sheets. And I just, I played a gig with them 3 years ago. It was quite an honor. I was asked to open up for them and then help them arrange their set to do something clever and sort of challenge them to play almost like a mashup of some of their songs with other songs. And they, and so we did that project. And then while we were recording my album, later I asked Simon if he would sing the chorus on this song. And Simon doesn't usually, you know, sing other people's stuff. He writes all his own lyrics, but he just liked the hook and he agreed to sing it. Us, I guess, because of the boy George being on the record and Simon, am I obsessed with the 80s or is there some kind of ironic thing going on? And it's just in my DJ sets in New York, I was always with my crowds, I was always lucky enough most of the time to play quite a varied set, and people, you could take them on a ride. You didn't just have to play hip hop if you were playing for a hip hop crowd. And you know, I might play a Ghostface Killah record in the same set as a Duran Duran record, as a set on the same night as a Michael Jackson record. So to me, they all exist sort of in the same musical universe. And it is surreal to be in a place to be able to record some of these people that you really grew up with and you love so much.
You're listed as playing guitar, percussion, keyboards, drums, bass on this record. I mean, when did you first start playing music? What got you into it?
My first instrument was the drums. And my parents, let's say they like to have a good time. So I'd wake up in the middle of the night and there'd be like 100 people and loud music blaring out of the living room. And I would just come downstairs and sort of post up in front of the speaker and play air drums. You know, I was just obsessed with drums. And so one time someone, I think, was over and was like, oh, you should get that kid a drum kit. So I got a mini kit and that was my first instrument. And then I switched around a lot. There was never something that I was especially great enough at that it showed there was a clear path, like, okay, I should stick with this, you know? So I kind of moved around, and I think that's why it wasn't until I found my feet as a producer sort of in my mid to late 20s that I even knew what I was supposed to be doing in music. Like, I played guitar in bands when I was a kid, but then also, like, I interned at Rolling Stone and I wrote for heavy metal fanzines, and then I started DJing. I think the main thing was that just as long as I was around music in a way, like, I sort of didn't mind what I was doing.
As a music producer, how do you keep it new? Sometimes you feel like you've heard everything before.
I knew on this record I had to do something different for me, but I didn't know what it was, and I just thought, all right, well, we'll just get a bunch of like these old 70s analog synthesizers, some kind of rare ones, and just start playing as a band in a room. I want somebody to be nice. See the boy I once was in my eyes. Nobody's gonna save my life. We weren't really striving to make something that nobody's heard before, but I guess when you're combining the influences of all these people and all the different musics that they love, by I'm saying all these people, I mean the four or five of us that set up in a room for a month in Brooklyn just writing all these initial tracks, and you've got people that love Afrobeat and Krautrock and hip-hop and synth 80s stuff, and I guess that all gets put together into this kind of pot that hopefully it becomes something new. It's almost like they're all different colors of Play-Doh, and like hopefully when you like shove it all together in this one ball at the end, it's like it becomes its own color, and it's not so obvious that you can go, oh, I know they got this from that and they got that, but it maybe becomes its own sort of unique combination.
Mark Ronson's new album is called Record Collection, and he joined us from the BBC studios in London. Mark, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.
You can hear more songs by Mark Ronson at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.